are going to continue the hour by introducing a brand new regular feature. It's the first installment of something we're calling Built the Right Way with David Fitch. Going to be an every month feature, every other month feature made possible by Marvin Windows and Doors. Today we're welcoming David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. They are celebrating 100 years in Carrboro this year. They're located on North Greensboro Street, known well in our community for the hardware store, but Fitch does a whole lot more. They work with a bunch of partners from architects to builders to remodelers to renovation contractors. And this series is going to highlight those folks and the relationships they have with Fitch. So first of all, David Fitch from Fitch Lumber and Hardware here in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Aaron. Thanks for having us.
And we are also joined by George Smart, who is also known as Mr. Modernism, the executive director of NC Modernists. They just did a really cool event called the Matsumoto Awards at Leland Little, which we'll talk about in just a bit. George, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So tell us, first of all, about NC Modernist, what it is and how you got it all started.
NC Modernist is a nonprofit educational archive to preserve the cool modernist architecture people love, the Frank Lloyd Wright style of houses that were very popular between the mid-40s and about 1970 that are dotted all around Chapel Hill, particularly in the Morgan Creek area and in the Lakeshore Drive area and through Coker Hills. You can just see house after house after house of this style. And unfortunately, in recent years, a number of these built in that period and even a little bit later are getting torn down because people don't know where they are or why they're important. So our group works to help get these houses into the hands of new, loving, caring owners.
Awesome. And I know driving around Chapel Hill and all these neighborhoods, like those really cool houses pop up. And I think we take them for granted sometimes because they're just a part of the landscape. But it is such an important part of the landscape of this community. David, what's your relationship with George and NC Modernist?
Well, George, what they do is amazing, honestly, for the building industry, but just to preserve these homes that he was just describing, but also new homes and the transition between an old mid-century modern and kind of what people are building now, and some of that's actually coming back. So we've been a supporter of them throughout some of their events. You know, it's great architects, great builders, you know, great cause. It's just a very interesting and intuitive group that we'd like to be a part of and help them.
Tell us about the Matsumoto Awards.
The Matsumoto Awards are named after George Matsumoto, who was one of North Carolina's most celebrated architects, Asian American who went through the internment camps during World War II, came out, was one of the first faculty at NC State in the New School of Architecture in 1948, and went on to an astonishingly long, successful career, first doing houses and then other kinds of buildings throughout the country, principally in California. Each year, we have the George Matsumoto Prize, which is to recognize excellence in new modernist construction throughout North Carolina. This year, I think we had about 19 entries from Asheville to Wilmington.
Nice.
And we had the award ceremony at Leland Little Auctions in Hillsborough, where we had about 350 people show up.
Awesome. Who won?
The Steel House.
The Steel House in Charlotte. I wish I had brought my list of all the winners this morning. Was far and away the jury winner. Five out of the six internationally known architects put it as number one in their pick.
Nice.
And people can see that on the website at ncmodernist.org/Matsumoto Prize.
ncmodernist.org/Matsumoto Prize is that website. ncmodernist.org, if you want to just go straight to the homepage. Shout out, too, to Leland Little, who's been a supporter of this as well, right?
Very much so, for about 10 years now.
They do a fantastic job there. Great space for that event.
And they do it in conjunction with their quarterly mid-century modernist auction of furniture and fixtures and lighting and just stuff that people go nuts about on Etsy and eBay, but now they can see it and feel it and buy it at auction at often some great prices.
Terrific. Speaking with George Smart again, ncmodernist.org is their website. David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. This is the first installment of Built the Right Way with David Fitch. And we're talking about NC Modernist and modern architecture in general, which has that kind of time period that we associate it with, the mid-20th century, but it's still going strong today. So what does the future look like for this movement, this style?
Well, you'd think that something that began to be popular in 1995 would have fizzled out by now. But the craze with mid-century modernist architecture, old and new, shows no signs of stopping. People are designing smaller, more efficient houses, one-story houses, aging-in-place kind of construction. They want better materials. They want sustainable materials. And they want the vibe of the house to be more conducive to their lifestyle than just a container for all their stuff.
Yeah. I think a lot of the features that we see in like green homes are kind of a reflection of what you kind of saw in modernism too, right?
Right. People are not only concerned with the energy efficiency of a house day to day, but what are the materials made out of?
Yep.
Are they sustainable? Are they coming from countries where slave labor is produced? A lot of concerns like that.
Yeah. Speaking again with George Smart, ncmodernist.org. David Fitch here as well from Fitch Lumber and Hardware, celebrating 100 years in Carrboro this year. They predate even the very beginning of the modernist movement, still going strong today. So talking about modernism and getting architects and designers and builders involved, what's the impetus for them to get involved in modernist architecture?
Well, a lot of them are. I mean, one of the things about residential architecture is that you don't make much money in it as an architect unless you're doing very expensive houses. But all the architects love it. It's a very intimate relationship with the clients. You get to know everything about them. You get to often fully express your own design philosophies and preferences in a house. So houses are always going to be around in design. And what most people don't understand is that they think it's going to cost them a lot more money to have an architect design their house, when actually the architect can save them money. Because you take a typical 3,600 square foot house, you're gonna pay for 3,600 square feet. But if you get an architect to design it who knows more than you do about space and structure and scale, you can get a 2,400 square foot house,
yep,
that lives like a 3,600 square foot house at two-thirds the cost.
And the cool thing about those modernist houses is you can really play around with the architecture to do a lot with a little space.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking again with George Smart, as we start to wrap up this conversation, anything else folks should know about NC Modernist that we haven't mentioned yet?
They can go on the website and sign up for our newsletter. We have tours, trips, these award ceremonies. We have happy hours. We have all kinds of events across the Triangle and North Carolina at ncmodernist.org.
And David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware, celebrating 100 years in our community. I'll let you have the last word. What else should folks know about you and your relationship with NC Modernist or anything else that we haven't mentioned yet?
Well, I think a big thing for us is we want to support the builders and the architects that you know, ultimately support us as well.
Mm.
And as a builder, and I want to be involved with something like NC Modernist and the great events that George puts on, because A, it gives me a reason to collaborate with people, especially the architects. If I'm a builder, I want to understand, I'm good at building those houses, look what they're drawing, you know, so that also some, you know, some growth, statewide recognition, but also just to create some awareness for who you are as a builder, who you are as an architect. And I think they do George and NC Modernist does a fantastic job promoting this type of work, because they are building some stuff that is true feats of engineering. You know, amazing big glass, sustainable products, byproducts of stuff. So it's really cutting edge, I think, going forward. So it's important to be involved in something like that.
NCmodernist.org is the website. Go there and find out more about NC Modernist and look back at the Matsumoto Award winners. FitchLumber.com for more information on Fitch Lumber and Hardware, celebrating 100 years in Carrboro this year. This has been installment number one of Built the Right Way. We'll have many more of those to come. David Fitch, George Smart, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Aaron, thank you.